First you trade with Matt, then you trade with Cesar, and then you got another trade out there right now. Oh, wait. That's mine.
Yeah, that one's with you.
I'm oddly okay with this one.
I thought this was going to be the week where that, you know, the week goes by and I don't make a deal. And there it is.
Yeah, I thought you were going to go a week without making a deal too. Oh, wait. That trade sat in your fucking inbox for 2 fucking weeks.
That trade sat there for 5 days.
2 weeks.
5 days.
2 weeks.
5 days.
2 weeks.
It was 5 days.
This bullshit is what it is. Fucking Joe should be thankful. God damn it. Joe owes you a fucking Christmas card and a hat.
And it would have sat in my head, but you took the trade away. I was going to click accept on Monday.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe you. Refuse to believe that. It's the only thing that's getting me through this week. It's just anger.
Disdain. Anger and disdain.
Disdain.
Boo. Boo everyone.
That's right. I think Carlos had the right fucking mentality to everything. Fuck everyone. Boo you. Boo him. Boo Carlos. Boo.
Well, you're just mad because Carlos got Keenan Allen.
Yeah, I am. But you know what? I'm excited about the price because my price would have been hella bad. Whoo. I should not have sent that trade and he should not have ignored it.
Yeah, well, he flat out stated that your trade was a better offer.
Wait, are we putting them on trial now? Was that collusion?
There was talk of that being collusion, yes.
I'm gonna need a ruling here, Kamish.
I mean, it seems odd to take, yes, to admit that you did not take the best deal in a trade.
And then that you actively sought out your co-owner's brother to make a deal with.
Ah, so you're saying it's collusion via nepotism.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Absolutely.
Interesting.
I would like to put a stipulation here that I don't want that trade to go through for me either way. I just want Carlos to feel bad, and he's not going to, so I want them all to pay.
All. Okay. So you're summoning the tribunal.
Isn't Carlos on the tribunal?
Well, in this case, he'd have to be off the tribunal.
It would be intriguing to see that argument. I'd love to hear the reasoning behind it. Aside from Carlos, who just said, all I did was put in a trade. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
It's pretty much how our political system operates anyway. So Carlos being on the tribunal is fine as far as democracy is concerned.
Right. We're emulating our democracy, which right. is not...
Yes.
Right.
Full of insider trading and... Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Anarchy is the way to go. Just fucking let it burn.
Probably, yeah. We should probably just all get our own island somewhere. And
I mean, isn't everybody's team their own little castle?
So here's what I propose. We all start saving.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go by champion style island, mm-hmm, all together. And we move all of our families and friends there. Well, not our friends, just the friends in the
league. Can I tell you how that ends?
War. It ends in war, yeah.
It's yeah, just yeah. 10 little castles like shooting shit at each other.
Right.
Like we're loading players in and shooting at other people's right. windows.
Why does Mike keep getting cannon upgrades? How does this keep happening?
Trades are just prisoner of war exchanges. Like it gets dark quick.
It's just people like, Jennifer, I told you not to go get the coconuts, and now you got yourself kidnapped by Clyde. Look what you did. Is he being nice? Yeah. We're eating cheese and hanging out. Where did you get cheese? We're on an island.
I'll give her back for Mike Williams.
Yeah, you can have her.
Yeah, that's exactly how that would go.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not upset about it. I would like that to happen.
How did we get here?
Well, it started with trading prisoners of war.
And it went a little sideways.
Tends to happen.
Speaking of prisoners of war, did you see that the cult fired Frank Wright?
Yeah.
And it immediately brought in Jeff Saturday?
Which was confusing move of the week?
Yeah, no. Like, I've seen some bad fucking moves in our league alone. That one takes the cake because he has next to zero experience coaching football.
I believe he was the head coach of a high school team at one point.
Yep. Yep. I mean, that is the promotion of all promotions. Hey, high school coach, would you like to come coach the Indianapolis Colts? Did you send that letter to the wrong motherfucker? Because, you know, I coach 15-year-olds. Those motherfuckers don't make $2.
Or is this like, have you seen our team?
Fair enough. They're a bunch of high schoolers. Got it. No, that's got to be Schadenfreude, right? Like, Jeff Saturday walking back into the locker room and going, all right, boys, got to listen up. Fuck you!
Yeah, like, how do you even coach a team? Like, there's no way. I mean, I guess he's Jeff Saturday. He's, like, a player.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Player, so, like, I guess you could get the locker room behind you, but that's just super weird. You can't get the coaching staff behind you.
No. Did you see what he was talking about? They fired the offensive coordinator and the head coach, who were the only two people that played or called plays the entire year. So he was like, I guess we'll figure it out.
I'm going to watch the entire Colts game front to back.
Oh, like, it's going to be hilarious. Holy shit. I can't wait for like the opening play and Jeff Saturday's eyes are about the size of dinner plates. Just, oh, shit.
I can't wait for them to be so fucking good. Oh,
yeah. They just trounce whoever they're playing by like 50 points.
Right.
It's going to be great.
This is the change we needed.
Immediately, there was a thread on Reddit about who would your team hire if they went the Jeff Saturday approach. And goddamn, like, I saw two answers for Rex Grossman. And I was like, yes, I am here for that right now. Give me Rex Grossman as the coach. Because you know halfway through game one, he'd be like, fuck it, I can do better. Sue me up!
The Bears already did this once. It was Mike Ditka, and we'd probably just do that again. Wait, he's not dead, right?
Not that I know of.
All right, great.
I mean, technically, y'all could have done it twice because Singletary was right there.
Yeah, but then again, you know, Singletary's been a head coach one time.
Yep.
And I don't know what happened there.
What's funny is he built the team.
It was a good team.
And then handed it off to Harbaugh, who just went, oh, thanks. I guess I'll just, I don't know, win a Super Bowl with this. Bye. Take it from here.
Except he didn't.
Well, he lost the Super Bowl to his brother.
Yeah.
I mean, that brings up, you know, Thanksgiving. Do you think Thanksgiving's awkward around the Harbaugh house?
Knowing the Harbaughs, yeah, I don't think Jim's let that go. And I don't think he ever will.
Would you?
Probably not.
If you were John, would you not bring that shit up constantly every time there's an argument? Oh,
if I was John, I would never take my Super Bowl ring off at a family gathering. And just show up and like start scratching my face. Big old ring on my finger.
Every argument just ends with you doing
right, just
right on
the table.
Fuck you, John. Yeah, I could see that being the case. That'd be fucking great. But I digress.
Nope, we did it again.
Yeah, we did. God damn it. ADD, I swear. Talk to me about the matchups this week.
All right.
Oh.
Well, I securely beat Carlos, which I will admit right now for everyone to hear was a bit unexpected for me.
Right.
No, for real. I thought A, it would be closer, and B, he would score more points.
Where did he fall short?
What happened was Stephon Diggs didn't do a whole bunch. And then Alec Pierce was trash. And that's pretty much what happened.
Yeah, there it is. That's it. Cooper Kupp did Cooper Kupp things.
And Josh Allen got hurt.
Oh, no. Devontae Adams did things. What the fuck are you talking about?
Devontae Adams
took all the points he didn't get last week and threw them on this week. It was like, fuck it. That's fine, right?
I wasn't going to mention it. But yeah, Tyreek Hill and Devontae Adams kind of... and Cooper Kupp, you know. That'll happen, I guess. But yeah, Devontae Adams did that. He went, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Let me show you.
In my mind, what he did was he just combined this week, last week, and next week. It was just like, there, you got 36 points. Fuck off, all right?
Yeah, I will promptly lose to Eric this week. So, like, it'll all even out at the end of the day. Like, end of the year, like, you lost to Carlos, right? No, I lost to Eric, but, like, I might as well have lost to Carlos. I'm going to tell people I lost to Carlos. So that happened.
Yep.
And then Dan lost to Tom. Tom, who finally scored over 200 points.
Nope, I'm gonna correct you on this. Dan didn't lose to Tom. Dan lost to Joe Mixon.
Yes,
that is Joe Mixon. What the fuck? All right, Tom, I take back every bad thing I said about Joe Mixon at the beginning of the year. He did what Devontae did for the first 6 weeks and just took all of those points and put him in 1 week.
Sure, but if I'm Tom or anyone who has Joe Mixon on my team, I am trading the shit out of him.
Oh, yeah. If I'm Tom, I called up Cesar Media, go, what up? Give me everything.
Yeah. Probably didn't tell you. Probably offered Joe Mixon for Keenan Allen, then they were like, nah.
Yeah, no, I heard he didn't really want to, you know. It's all about the Carlos on that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Could you imagine if he did, though? Because that was pre blow up. Like, if there's like a, you know, because we know about most of the trade offers. Yeah. Like, I offered David Montgomery. You offered Ayuk and something else. We know what Carlos offered.
I could see
conceivably Tom throwing Joe Mixon at him
for Keenan Allen
and something else.
He would have gotten a running back from that too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe they only had two running backs at the time.
It would be interesting to see.
Joe Mixon.
Yeah.
On Caesar's team.
Yeah. I don't think it improves it any much. That much.
No, not really.
But yeah, no, that was entertaining.
Yeah, it was something. I mean, Joe Mixon having you score over 200 points, and Joe Mixon has like 20% of that. Like, that's kind of incredible.
Yeah, no, there was a minute we thought he was gonna have like 3 or 260 or some shit, and woo, right? The rest of those team came back to the earth, and you know. Sat down. They watched 65 points of what we ain't gotta do shit.
Yeah, I mean, it also helped Tom that Travis Etienne like was right behind him with almost 30 points.
Dude, Etienne is so fucking good.
He's not bad.
Hey, I lost to Joe in what had to be for both of us just the most painful thing to watch all week.
Yeah.
It was awful. Like, I went in knowing, I knew I was going to lose. I was scheduled to get like 140 points on Thursday.
I cannot believe how close it was on Monday. Like, the fact that you were going to win until Justin Houston all over.
Yeah, no, you. Justin Houston decided, oh, Clyde loses. That's that. And that's the chief in him going like, that guy's a Chargers fan? Fuck you. Say,
Justin Houston was like, man, remember like 3 years ago when I was good and on the Chiefs? Let's do that again.
Watch him not have a single fucking point for the next, like, month.
Oh, I'd bet on it.
Like, he got hurt at the end of the game. He just didn't tell anybody. He's just going to retire tomorrow. In which case, I'm going to throw shit at him.
He's just like, Clyde lose? Yeah, I'm out.
Gets traded. You know what the other fun thing somebody was talking about this morning? What if, like, Ryan Fitzpatrick came back and coached the football team? But specifically,
would it make only, more goddamn sense than Jeff Saturday?
Only coached teams playing Tom Brady for the rest of his career. Just because, I don't know if you know this, he fucking does not like Tom.
I am aware.
So
I think we spoke about this at one point on the podcast, actually. Very familiar.
Every week he's just like, who am I coaching this week? The Jets? Great. Get the fuck out of my office. Kill it. Kill. The whole, we're blitzing every play. Somebody's going to break through and I want you to break his fucking arm. And as soon as he does that, he retires from coaching. Doesn't even care about anything else.
Somebody starts screaming about Bounty Gate. He's like, I'm not paying him. I'm just asking nicely.
Look,
for me.
They paid him. All I did was ask, all right? And what are you going to do? Ban me from the game? I quit.
I retired. Can't do shit. I'm out. Deuces.
Anyway, I digress again, because that's the third time.
I know. You're also trying to avoid talking about a certain matchup.
Oh, God, my team was bad. Anyway, What was left?
We got to talk about Eddie beating second place Matthias.
Yeah, Matt, what the fuck? I mean, what the fuck?
But, like, yeah.
Like, bro, it wasn't even, like, bye week hell. He had his full team. Bro.
I'm going to tell you what happened. Deonta Foreman screwed him. which effectively means
oh
that I screwed Matt.
Oh.
Got him.
Oh, so it's oh fuck you. Oh, now I'm even more pissed. I pissed at you, Matt, and Von Foreman. Oh, you guys could kick my ass.
Aaron Jones also screwed him. Oh. And that's Matt screwed himself right there. Mike Evans screwed Matt. Adam Thielen screwed Matt. Tyler Boyd screwed Matt. Matt, his entire team just went, I know we're not on a bye week, but we're just going to, we're doing a walkthrough. That's what we're doing. We're doing a walkthrough.
Yeah, I hope so, because... Oof.
The only one who didn't get the message was Drew Tranquil.
No, incorrect. Austin Eckler is like, fuck those guys.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to pull that shit through.
See, him getting 25 points is just like, that's just what he does.
So he should have had, he should have almost had 33 because the catch and run touchdown at the end of the game where his elbow phantomly hit the ground cost Matt probably 10 points. It was
that
a,
would be the win.
It was a 30-yard catch. Touchdown.
Huh. He's probably not going to listen to this, so we shouldn't tell him. Mm-hmm. Actually, he might be the first person to listen to this.
We go get messages immediately. What the fuck was this? The fuck?
Sorry, guys. Hangout's canceled. Got to fly to San Diego and scream at a Chargers player.
Gets to say to you, they moved to L.A. Shit!
You know what, Matt? Probably should have done.
What is that?
Do you want to guess?
Maybe kept whoever he traded Foreman for.
Well, I mean, Cortland Sutton's not going to help him there, but he should have probably started Justin Fields.
Whoo, buddy. He still loses.
He still loses, yes. But still, I just want to talk about Justin Fields, QB1, on the week.
Did you see what the McDaniels was doing?
No. Yes.
Ran out of bed, like, stop!
Just stop!
What were you doing? Nobody had really tried to, ask him. So I figured, what the hell? And now coach is going forward. No, he's not going to listen.
He won't.
He's not a good team player. He doesn't know how to listen to coaching.
I like Mike McDaniels more than should be allowable.
I know. Every week I'm like, yeah, I should fucking hate you, but you're so fucking... Oh. Did you hear about how he coaches running backs and wide receivers on juke moves?
No.
They don't watch football. He pulled up a video of Allen Iverson shaking dudes out of their fucking feet on the basketball court. He goes, watch what he does, man. That's what you need to do out there. And you can see... From the wide receivers, like not Tyreek, but
Waddle,
like you can see the change from last year to this year, where the shake move works because they're moving their entire body and then cutting back, whereas they were just kind of moving the upper half. Like he did a full breakdown on basketball film for the wide receivers and running backs. It's wild how good this guy is, like as a coach, not a doctor. But a pretty decent coach.
Yeah.
It was wild. It was a very fun thing to watch him break that down. Anywho's, Justin Fields. Woo! 42 points. Are we banking on that ever happening again?
That specific record breaking thing? Probably not.
Yeah, I mean, he would. 178 yards.
Dude's good, man. I think he's legit.
I think he's got a fucking coach that knows what to do with him now.
Yeah.
Because the last two.
I'm excited. Excited to see what happens. You should stop doing that with the microphone. It's going to sound really fucking weird.
We'll find out later.
That was Clyde's mustache. So, technically, you all just gave Clyde a mustache ride.
I gave somebody else. Well, no. I give somebody
a mustache. Who gives the mustache ride? You give the mustache ride.
The person with the mustache gives the mustache ride.
So, you gave the listener a nice little mustache ride.
I hope your ears enjoyed my mustache. There you go. That was for you.
I'm not enjoying looking at it. I got to tell you that.
Yeah, it is not fun on the mustache. Anyway. We're not cutting any of that. So you get to enjoy that.
I expect your new team name to be Mustache, right?
Yeah, probably.
Free the stash. Which means we have to talk about Eric and Caesar Connor.
Eric.
The last place again, Eric.
Eric, we had talked you up so hard. We thought this was your year, man.
I thought you were turning it, man. I thought you were going around the corner, chewing all the way to eighth place.
And then you put up 100. You put up Tom numbers this week.
That's rude.
Accurate. not to say that Cesar and Connor did much better, but I mean, they put up Eddie numbers.
I mean, the thing of it is, Cesar and Connor are still the lowest scoring team in the league by close to, Tom's the second lowest. Nope, never mind. Yep, Tom's the second lowest scoring, and it's only by like 20 points.
Like I said, I stand by it. Eric put up Tom numbers, and Cesar and Connor put up Eddie numbers.
Man. Shots fired. We didn't talk about Eddie at all on the Matt matchup. We just gave Matt shit and then moved on.
He's catching strays all the way from like different matchups, man. It's fucking great.
Well, Eddie, you're still here, so thanks.
Yay! I mean, he's not far off from the playoffs.
That's true. That's
everybody true. Except for Eric and Connor and Cesar are in the playoff hunt, so.
Are they mathematically eliminated? Yeah, I think Eric is.
No, because there's still 4 weeks left. So, mathematically, if literally everybody else loses out, yeah, they got a shot. Like, we have 9 losses per week, and he gets one win.
He's the only one who gets a win.
Yeah, he can technically get in, I think, by mistake. But, yes, technically, I think he is mathematically eliminated, because we only go to week 15, right?
Week 15 is the first week of the playoffs.
So, it goes to week 14. Mm-hmm. He can get 5 more wins. So, he's not technically out, but he's technically out.
Prepare for that shit bowl.
Woo!
Well, I guess loser's bracket. Eric could, like, win first off in the loser's bracket and then be out, you know?
I kind of figure that's what he's going to do.
Seems
about like he'll win the first matchup, flip table, and be like, bitches, I'm out!
He'll outscore any matchup he's had this entire season. He'll score 300 points. He'll break the single season scoring record in the league in the loser's bracket to not go to the toilet championship.
I would much rather him lose in the toilet bowl or win in the toilet bowl. Like, he loses the first matchup and he has to rematch against Connor and Joe.
Caesar.
Connor and Caesar in the shit bowl. And then he puts up 600 points. Like, immediate, like, wins the points championship on the season because of that. Like, just absolutely hammers everyone.
Like, every player on his team is Joe Mixon this past week.
Yeah. Like, he just owns all of the touchdowns for the week on one team.
Okay.
I'd enjoy that. I would enjoy it. Like, everybody else's team scores, like, 80 to 100 points. Like, the championship's decided by, like, 2 points.
Yeah.
And it's 80 to 85.
That's I want to quickly point out that you referred to Caesar as Joe, and I think both of them are equally upset by that, but for probably wildly different reasons.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I'll stand by it.
Speaking of, I believe Caesar's harvest season is over, which means I think he is back to being involved. Low-key, I feel like Connor's been the one managing the team for like the last month.
Low-key?
Okay, super high key. Everybody's aware of it.
Yeah. I was about to say, do you remember the Keenan Allen discussions?
Is high key a thing? Do the kids say high key?
No, but I want them to. Jesus, can we make that a thing? Eddie, get on it with the children, all right?
We should have an episode where we just do Generation Z slang on the podcast to see, one, how many of our listeners understand what the fuck we're saying, and two, listen back to it and just hear how impossibly lame we sound so that we can go, we're old. Yep, this is here. Crossed the line.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell one of my kids to write down every Gen Z thing she knows.
The thing of it is, I was just going to say a word that I think is you know, Gen Z slang, but I also think it's out now. I think it's lapsed.
Oh God. See, that's the only ones I know.
Even the ones I know, I think, yeah, are out now.
Yeah, like, by the time we figure it out, that's when you know they're dead. Like,
I recently found out that the thumbs up emoji, mm-hmm, is, like, that tells, if you send someone the thumbs up emoji, like someone from Gen Z, send one of your student workers a thumbs up emoji and see what they do.
No, I need to know what that is, because sexual harassment is
It's not a sexual harassment. It's just like an old guy. Because they don't use the thumbs up emoji.
Yeah, I already get the eye roll. That's fine.
Yeah,
I get that.
Yeah,
it's out the door.
So send the thumbs up emoji, get the eye roll emoji back, and then go, what is that, Chugi now? And then see what they do.
I don't know if I've ever seen a kid's eyes roll out of their head, but I'm pretty sure I'd get close.
Carlos is somewhere like, yes, you guys sound terrible all the time. You don't know anything that you're talking about.
Yeah.
No. Carlos is pretty close. I think Carlos might be.
He's right on the edge. He's getting ready to be boarded out. Like, they're going to kick him out. He's going to age out. Like, he's going to start hanging with the kids. They're going to be like, okay, grandpa, mm-hmm, get the fuck out.
I take full responsibility for this sidetrack. That was my bad.
That's number four. My new thing is I'm just going to count how many times we go off the rails.
Yeah, we're just going to call this one Side Stories. That's the episode now.
Ooh. How upset on a scale of 1 to 10 was Aaron Rodgers this week?
What do you mean, the fact that they lost to the Lions?
Oh, yeah. Did you see him on the field, man?
No, I did not watch football this past weekend. I was very upset by it.
He was, like, borderline having a fucking tantrum. He was throwing shit. He was, like, he was doing the thing where kids, throwing his hands up and catch the, come on. Not another, every other play. It was great. It was great. Highly entertaining.
I love it.
And then they lost. To the Lions.
To the Lions. It finally happened. Justin Fields is the best quarterback in the NFC North. Said it. Don't feel bad about it. Tell me I'm wrong.
Look at the options.
Exactly.
You've got the ghost of a shell of Jared Goff. You have Kirk Cousins. Enough said. You got Aaron Rodgers minus all of the talent on that offense.
Here's what I think. I think all those jokes we made about Aaron Rodgers played by Nick Cage, I think that's what it is. I legitimately think it's just Nick Cage and Aaron Rodgers.
You know what I think actually happened? Aaron Rodgers has hit his Brett Favre moment. He's hit the end of the road Brett Favre moment where he's just like, I've got nothing left.
Because Brett still had juice. Brett got traded to the Jets and he sucked, and then he went to the Vikings. He was all right on the Vikings.
Yeah, until, you know, he wasn't.
Right.
But, I mean, he had 2 years of just doing nothing to prepare for that role.
So, had Aaron Rodgers gone to another team, then yes, this would be his Brett Favre moment.
I really think we're watching the end of the road Aaron Rodgers in Brett Favre fashion.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because we're going to lose Aaron Rodgers and we're going to lose Tom Brady probably around the same time. Actually, Aaron Rodgers might leave the league first, which is just astounding.
No, if they do the Daniel Jones trick where they're like, we got to see what Jordan Love's got. Fuck it. I'm out.
Oh, he'll quit.
Mic drop and I'm going the back door. Y'all can fuck right off.
Suddenly, you'd be like, Derek Carr looks kind of different this week.
Derek Carr's tied up in the back of the bus. Devontae's like, Derek? Yeah.
Good to see you, buddy.
Aaron?
No.
My name is Derek.
Derek Carr. Nice
to meet you. I don't think they're going to buy this. Do you want to fucking win or not? All right, Derek, let's do this.
What are we supposed to be talking about?
I don't know. We lost track after Eric and Connor's matchup.
Easy to do.
Yeah.
Not a fucking trash fire.
It was a trash fire.
So Caesar has two wins now.
Yep.
Well, Connor has two wins.
Yep.
They each get one. Let's give each of them what? Caesar has a win and Connor has a win.
Sure. I'm okay with this.
One for each of Javonte Williams' dead legs.
One for each of the dead running backs they have. You're going to have to get a couple more wins for that joke,
who
guys.
The fuck did they get for Keenan Allen? What, it was a Gibson and... what? Or was it straight up Gibson? Because holy shit.
It wasn't straight up Gibson, but it was Gibson included. Who didn't do bad for him?
This podcast tried for a month to get Keenan Allen.
Oh, the minute he got injured. I cannot tell you how many times I've offered up stuff for
him. So week one? Yeah. You started in week one?
Yes.
All right, this podcast has tried for 3 months.
It was bad. Did he have McLaurin?
He got McLaurin from...
Oh, Michael Carter. That's what it was.
Gibson and Cart. God damn.
Yeah, that was a bad trade. It was a bad trade.
It might be a bad trade for Carlos, though. I don't know that Keenan comes back. Yeah,
if Keenan doesn't come back, it's a great trade for Cesar and Connor.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get Cesar's name right this entire fucking episode.
He's gonna be Joe. He's gonna be Eric.
It'll be R.
Here's what we just. He needs a nickname.
It's CNC, man.
No. We know Connor's name. Connor, we get right constantly.
Yeah, it's because that's who's running. The team.
He's running the team, right? So the other one.
The other
needs
one.
A nickname.
That's it.
No,
that's
the
it.
Other one. It's right, says, it's, Connor and the other. One. God damn it!
Come on. It's Connor and the other one.
Tell you what, get one of their names right, and then the other one is the other one.
Fair enough.
Done.
Ugh.
I don't think that counts as a sidetrack, so we're gonna blow by.
Right into week 10, bitches.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
Reset. Remember week one? Let's do it again.
It is gonna start over. Woo woo. That means I'm playing Eddie right now. I mean, Eddie, what up, son?
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull week one up. Look at week 10. Okay. I'm going to tell you what happened, and we're going to see if it's going to happen again.
Let's do it. Do it. Do it.
I beat Eric 251-177.
Yeah, that's going to happen almost verbatim. I mean, almost exactly. You'll beat the ever-living fuck out of Eric, and Eric will start the whole process of dying again. He will go 0-5 for the, or 0-6 for the rest of the year, and it'll just be a slow, degrading madness.
See, I think it's actually going to be closer.
Yeah, but still. Like, an extra 2 points on his side and 2 points less on your side is not going
to
be.
There has to be a trap game for me at some point, and I think this might be it.
We will see, but my money says no.
All right. Okay. Also in week uno.
What?
Dan.
Yup.
Lost to Cesar and Connor.
Oh, hell no. That ain't happening again.
So they had 193. Dan had 185.
It is projected at 201-170.
Huh. What's funny about that is Cesar and Connor are projected at 200.5 in week one.
How the tides have turned.
Yeah, a little bit. Wow. So they got a win there and then didn't get another one until week 9.
He held on the ninth place that long. He was clawing at that one win. Now I see why he was so fucking desperate this week. I get it. That's fine.
They're just trying to stay out of last place, man.
They do realize that even if they finish in, like, I don't know, 7th, they still have to fight for the shit bowl.
I don't think so, but now they do.
Okay, next matchup.
Tom versus Matt. Tom won 202-190.
This will actually... repeat, but reversed. I think Matt will pull it out this week.
What makes you think that?
I think Matt's team is slightly better, and I think Tom's not going to get 65 points out of Joe Mixon this week.
Sure, Tom had in week one 21.5 points out of Joe Mixon and 26.5 points out of DeAndre Swift.
Yeah, I think you're gonna lose Swift and put in Etienne, and that's still the same.
Okay.
I don't. I think you get maybe somewhere 15-20 out of Joe Mixon this week, but you're going to get 30 out of
Etienne. Sure, he did start Etienne in week one and got 8.5 points, so that'll definitely go up.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, it's kind of funny because if you look at the week one, it's just really fun to look at Matt's team specifically because once you get to the second wide receiver spot, it's just like off roster.
Yeah, I think Matt's team has changed a lot. I think he'll pull it out, but I think it's going to be a tight one.
Okay. All right. Next up would be Carlos versus Joe in week one. Carlos won 219-158.
flipped the script on this one.
You think so?
I think
you're
Joe
calling. Is this a? I don't. I'm not looking at the projection. Is this
the
an
projections
upset?
Tell me that Joe is going to beat the piss out of
right because Carlos lost Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Forgot about that. Yeah. Okay.
And I think they still got Josh Allen in there for like 20 points. Yeah, they still got him in there at 25 points.
Wait, but Carlos hasn't made a move yet?
No.
It's Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Should we just all run?
Oh, wait, never mind. never mind. He's got Keenan Allen in the slot right now.
Well, that's just not. So he's going to be down. Man, in a normal fucking season, could you imagine going into a matchup and being like, yeah, I lost Josh Allen and Keenan Allen. I'm down the Allens.
He's going to be forced to start Jamal Williams.
He's Allenless.
Wait, can he? Yeah, no. No, he can't. Whoo, buddy. He in a little bit of trouble there. It'll be interesting what he'll put in the slot because his only other receiver / tight end that he can play right now is Jamal Williams.
Have we started calling the flex spot the slot?
That's what I call it.
I love that.
Thank you.
From now on.
Yeah.
All right. Which flex spot is the slot?
The receiving tight end.
All right. I agree.
Yeah. What are you going to call the? What are you going to call the receiving tight end, running back, the slot? They can't call that a slot. You could. Nah, it's the flex.
This is going from side stories to the slot episode.
Oh yeah, slots.
Getting slotty all over the place.
Getting slotty. Okay.
And there it is. That's the episode name done, and possibly my new team name. We're going to find out. Okay, so. Then the last one was you versus Eddie. You got 179.8 points in a win to Eddie's 171.
Honestly? Yeah. Same script. Same exact. I wouldn't be surprised if the scores were almost the exact same, for God's sakes.
And that was an undershot by Eddie on his projection by like over 20 points.
Oh, yeah. No, he's projected it. I'm 183. He's 174.
Okay.
So I think the scores may be very similar.
All right. So to recap, the prediction is me over Eric, Dan over Caesar and the other one, Matt over Tom, Joe over Carlos, and Clyde over Eddie.
Yep.
Okay. So a few things are different compared to week one.
I mean, you look at Matt's team, and it's very different.
Yeah. I mean, it's fun to go
to that
back
point,
and look.
You look at Tom's team, it's very different. Mm-hmm. And if you look at Carlos's team, it's worse.
Yeah, I mean, my team, too. Like, this is not a joke. If you look at my week one roster, every player on my bench, every single one, is off roster.
I want to look at something from week one. My what wide receivers from week one were Jamar Chase, Marquise Brown, and Nico Collins. One of them's dead. The other one I shipped off because he was also dead. And the other one has played maybe 10 snaps.
Mm-hmm.
He bad. I was really high on him. Kelsey, I even played Kyle Pitts week one. That's how long ago this was. We still thought Kyle Pitts had hope.
I mean,
I couldn't trade him for a ham sandwich. I know this because I fucking tried. The ham sandwich had more value.
Yeah, when the roster spot is more valuable than Kyle Pitts, that's rough. Speaking of, how's he doing tonight so far? We're just about at halftime here. 2 points. 2 points.
Big old two.
DJ Moore's slightly better than that with 3 points.
Yeah, currently my linebacker with
5.8, cool.
With 5 tackles,
has
more points than Kyle Pitts does.
You know, sometimes that happens. Sometimes your linebackers outscore your third round draft pick.
Worst draft pick. Is that going to go to Connor and the other one?
I think you have to give Keenan Allen the worst draft pick right now.
Yep.
At this point in the season, Keenan Allen is the worst draft pick because at this point in the season, Keenan Allen hasn't played but 2 snaps.
I don't
half
know.
A game.
I remember looking at Connor and the other one's draft and thinking, all right, that's going to be, that's good. Hurt. They just had a bad draft. Or bad luck. Would you call it a bad draft or just bad luck?
I would call it bad luck.
I'm going to go.
Because, like,
go
if Javonte Williams doesn't get hurt, their team's still pretty decent.
Yeah. I'm going to go a different route. Shitty management.
Oh, yeah, absolutely bad management. Yeah. I mean, Matt Rhule got fired.
Mm-hmm.
Ben McAdoo is somehow still there, which brings up a question. Is Connor actually Jeff Saturday?
We'll find out this week. If he doesn't show up, then probably. No, I kind of feel like Connor, after the draft, was Jeff Saturday he is today. Like, I think he's already had his Jeff Saturday moment. What the fuck's happening? I have to do what? Ah, shit, this is not what I signed up for.
Yeah, but the difference was, when Connor came into the league, we all went, oh, shit, Caesar actually has a manager. What are we going to do with another team that's actually competitive? Can't even get through the sentence now.
That was funny. I remember that thought process, and wow. I mean, they're just catching strays left and right this week.
Be better, man. Like,
they did win.
Yeah.
I mean, winning against, you know, Eric's like kicking a puppy, but I mean, actually, it's a lot like kicking a puppy. The more I think about it,
you just shouldn't do it.
Yeah,
you shouldn't.
Plus, the puppy's cute.
Look at him. Just let him have it.
Yeah,
just let him.
Look at the puppy. He's cute. He's got the sad puppy dog eyes. You can't tell me that every time you look at his team, you don't see Eric looking up at you with the sad puppy dog eyes, going, "May I have some more?
Some more of what?
Wins?
Ah, yeah." Yeah, I mean, you just let them chew on the slipper.
Yeah, which is Connor and the other one's team.
Oh, they're the slipper?
Yeah.
Just kind of smells a whole bunch like a foot. And
yeah.
It's weird. It's soggy it's for some reason.
It's been stomped on all fucking week. If it's.
Okay. All right.
Is this what we're about to do?
I think this is what we're about to do.
Love it when it happens organically. God.
What chew toy is your team?
We can go ahead and settle this right now. Cesar Carlos's is the Ryan Geist beer squishy.
No.
No?
No.
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 Because I got a picture of Diego.
I understand. No. He doesn't deserve it.
Okay.
He's the poop emoji squishy.
Which I could also see Diego just going to town on.
Yeah. In fact, Carlos, check your mail at some point in the next week or two.
It is on the way. All right. Speaking, what about, we'll just hit the dog people first. What about Deanne?
He's a Kong.
A Kong?
Yeah.
Show your reasoning.
Hard to chew.
It's fucking annoying.
But somehow manages to get torn into pieces, even though it's not supposed to.
Yeah, that's just because his dog. Right, no, that'd be a Susie thing.
That is a Susie.
Susie would tear that shit to
pieces.
That is
a Susie thing, yeah.
Okay, Tom. What is Tom?
Tom is the fluff from the inside of the squishy toy that has been pulled out and is just strewn across the apartment.
Ah, so the Susie special.
Yes, the Susie special.
You had this chew toy for literally 10 seconds, and it's gone.
No, you know what? Tom is the rope that Susie chews in half.
Oh, yeah.
That's Tom.
That dog.
Yeah, that's rips Tom's team.
Shit. Mm-hmm. Damn. Mm-hmm. Who or what is Joe?
Joe is...
Nope, never mind. I already figured it out. He's a squeaker ball. Wait. He's a squeaker toy. The squeaker ball, the little ball that squeaks.
Okay.
Because he never shuts the fuck up. From the minute you give it to the dog until the minute it is destroyed or you take it away, it does not stop squeaking.
Even after it's ripped out.
No. I've seen so many where Susie just ripped the goddamn thing right out the toy and it still squeaked, so she kept playing with it. It's the most annoying toy in the bunch, and it never stops. That's Joe.
I'll allow it.
Also, objectively, was a good toy.
Like whatever the squeaker came out of?
Yeah. Dogs loved it. God damn it, I shouldn't have lost. All right. That takes out Joe, Dan, Carlos, and Tiam.
Which means who's Matt or what's Matt?
Oh, God, I forgot about Matt and Max. Oh, God, Max is going to kill me.
What about Stella?
Who's Stella? Oh, Stella! I haven't met Stella.
Oh.
I've never met Stella.
Yeah.
Another, she's just a figment of my imagination at this point.
Another double dog.
So what is Matt?
He's the rubber chicken.
Because he looks like a rubber chicken? He's tall and wheezes.
He wheezes? Does he wheeze? Is that a thing he does?
I don't know. I've never seen him smoke.
Fair.
He's chicken-esque. He's chicken shit.
Oh, there it is.
All right, he's done. What else? Who else we got? That takes care of all the dog people, I think.
I think everybody in the league is a dog person, actually.
I meant the people that actually have dogs.
Ah. I think that...
Nope. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Cesar. And Connor by default.
Didn't we just say that they were the soggy slipper?
Oh, that's right. They are the soggy slipper.
Yeah.
That's so fitting.
Yeah.
So I think that just leaves me, you, and...
Well, Eric is the puppy.
Eric's the puppy. It's clearly... That's well-defined.
Yeah. So what am I?
You are the goddamn frisbee.
Oh.
Because every goddamn time you come back...
I think you're confusing frisbee and boomerang.
Nope. Dogs always bring back the fucking frisbee every fucking time, and they throw it at your feet like, throw it again. You're a frisbee or a ball. Either one. Pick whichever you like the best.
I am.
Because I try to chuck that thing as far away as humanly possible, and every goddamn year it keeps coming back. And I look at it and go, God damn it, we got to do it again. Shit.
Okay.
That's what you are.
All right. I accept. Which leaves you.
Oh, God.
You
mm-hmm.
are every time the puppy gets into the bathroom and eats all the toilet paper. You're the toilet paper. Strewn about the place. Just pieces everywhere.
Everything's
dogs rooting apart. Around in the trash.
Come home and he's just like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Missed a spot.
Uh-huh.
Now yep. You cleaned. I was trying to help and...
Yep.
You missed the trash. Yeah.
I you know I'm right.
I can roll with that.
All right. Well, Eric's the puppy, so I don't know. Just pissing all over the floor.
I feel like trash. At some point, it's going to be true. Like, he's just going to walk in and fuck this shit. Screw you guys.
Yeah, he's going to listen to, like, one more podcast episode where we have to take a shit on him, and he's just going to... Like, get on a plane, fly to Chicago, kick open our door, and just piss on the floor while we're in the middle of a recording session. They'll be like, okay, while you're here, you want to stick around and do an episode?
Immediately doesn't say a word, just turns around and leaves. Kills like, where's Joe's house? Be right back.
Minnesota, man. Shit!
Fine, where's Cesar? Portland. Fuck it. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'll have a lot of time to drink water on the plane.
Gotta bulk up on that fiber, man. Just walks into Cesar and Connor's place, takes a shit on the table and leaves, goes back to New York, calls it a day.
There's a 49% chance that he ships jars of urine to one of us.
This is true. Or we get a question asking where somebody lives. Yeah. Then we just wait. We settle that. Uh-huh. We wait. We know what's coming.
We should have a league address list.
Oh, God, no.
That should be available to everyone at all times.
Oh, God, no. It's a really bad idea.
I'm going to put it together. Mine will always be wrong.
Put my old address. We'll be good.
Fair enough.
My old neighbor's going to be very confused. Why does somebody keep shipping shit to the house?
I should probably wrap it up.
Yeah, we're after halftime of this. I guess we call this a football game.
I suppose. Technically, we have to.
Remember when Thursday Night Football was great?
Nope.
Me neither. There was one week. One. So I'm going to go depressedly watch this shit show.
Yeah. We should get food.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's get food and
watch pizza?
The circus. Yeah, fuck it, why not?
Let's get some pizza.
All right.
Fuck you guys, I'm out.